The United States has added its voice to Afghan leaders' allegations that insurgent activities in Afghanistan are originating in neighboring Pakistan. Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad. And here is your text. Afghan officials blame remnants of the ousted Taliban government and Al-Qaeda terrorist network for increasing attacks against local and foreign targets in Afghanistan. They say these anti-government forces are using bases in the border regions of Pakistan to try to destabilize the interim government of President Hamid Karzai. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, agreed in an interview Wednesday with a Pakistani private television station that the threat to Afghanistan's fragile government comes from across the border.
The biggest threats to the interim administration there in President Karzai, I think, come again from the outside. It's a resurgence of Taliban, remnants of Al-Qaeda that do not want to see success inside Afghanistan.
In an interview with the same Pakistani television station, Afghan President Karzai repeated a statement made by his own interior minister in Islamabad last week that most Afghans believe the fugitive Taliban are crossing the border from Pakistan to carry out guerrilla attacks.
There were incidents just about 4 days ago near Spinbolak, near Kandahar, on the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Some Taliban came in and they were chased by the Afghan forces and the American forces. A lot of people believe that there are Taliban coming from across the border and conducting operations in Afghanistan.
President Karzai says he is not sure if the insurgents are receiving backing from rogue elements within Pakistan's powerful military intelligence, the ISI. He says Pakistan President General Pervez Musharraf has given him assurances that no Pakistani agency is involved in such activities. Pakistan has deployed thousands of soldiers to try to seal the porous border with Afghanistan and has captured many suspected terrorists in the process. Foreign Ministry spokesman Masood Khan rejects the suggestion that Al-Qaeda and Taliban fugitives are regrouping inside Pakistan.
The Taliban were not totally destroyed in Afghanistan. They are active there in Kandahar and they have a stronghold there. On our side, we have been moving against the Taliban very decisively and we have apprehended them in large numbers.
In all, Pakistan has captured more than 500 Al-Qaeda and Taliban suspects since the US-led anti-terrorism operations began in Afghanistan in late 2001. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.